Hey, 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 cave dwellers. Thank you guys for listening. Today we got another episode of Warped Vinyl Night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's coming. Man, this holiday has been so fast.
Which holiday?
Or not holiday, year, I mean. Yeah, we got a holiday coming up. My bad. That must explain what we're going to be listening to right now. Today, I brought in an album, and on this podcast, I know we really don't bitch and complain, talk about our feelings. We leave that aside for the other podcast, but me and Joe, two reasons. He brought in an album last time, The Animals from Pink Floyd, and basically it was a band that I wish I would have seen live with the original members. They still play, but not as all original members. So this one, that was another reason why I brought this in. But me and Joe are also embarking on this Sober October. So being the fact that I like to drink 40s and I got one right here to celebrate this album, we're going to listen to Sublime, 40 Ounces of Freedom. Let's go crack this shit. Anything to say, Joe?
Damn, like that. That's a sick, sick intro right there, man. I know you had that planned out for months.
I did.
Amazing. Well, yeah, I just want to get into this record. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, it's a long record, so sit tight with us. I think it says it's like 70 minutes long, so let's hit this shit.
Well, we're going to need more than two joints on this one.
Oh, yeah. Kobe, calm down. Starting off with Waiting for My Ruka. 40 Ounces of Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. On the east side. Damn, this one bumps. That's
where did they get this bass from?
Pretty bassy.
Yeah, yeah. The 808?
I have no idea.
Luis, where you at, dog? You need to fucking break it down for us, sound man. We gotta have him back on, too.
Oh, yeah. Can break down the audio for us. Oh, yeah, this is why this one sounds better. That's why Wu-Tang 36 Chambers sounds like shit.
Hey, we should have asked him that, bro. Yeah. We went to fucking... He's like, he would have told us, Wu-Tang? Oh, 12 fucking mics? Oh, bro, let me don't get me started on that shit. Like,
wirelessly?
Yeah. But honestly, it's like, if you're going to have that kind of show, you got to be fucking prepared for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, look at the last time we went to. Where did we see him at in L.A.? I love the way you rock.
Palladium? No.
Not the Palladium.
The Shrine.
Yeah. Ruka.
Hey, you know a movie I just saw? And I had never seen it before, but I just watched Almost Famous yesterday.
Oh, you finally seen it?
I finally seen it. Because I had heard fucking so much about it, and just over the years, it's like I never seen it beginning to end. So I kind of knew like the gist of it.
Yeah.
But I finally seen it. I was like, it was pretty interesting. I liked it. Yeah.
That's cool.
It has like a bunch of badass songs.
Oh, and, hell yeah.
Like, just a bunch of Zeppelin and Sabbath, basically.
Yeah. Some Stillwater.
Yeah, some Stillwater.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, the Stillwater.
Yeah. And she said, you're not the only one, but you're the
best friendly. Bow, bow. And now I'm. What was his name? Fucking.
It's crazy that one, Jason something is the guitar player.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a skate.
The comedian. My name is Earl.
Yeah, that
is
guy.
Is it Jason Lee or something?
Yeah,
like?
Jason Lee.
Yeah, I was tripping out on him with the fucking long hair and the beard. That shit was funny.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite right here. 40 Ounces to Freedom. And I'm going out with 40 ounces of Mickey's tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta go out with a bang. Turn on.
Yeah. Getting the mood started right.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll be sober for a month. And then I know that music.
I know that new tricks. I shouldn't start that talk. But life was one big question when you're staring at the clock waiting for 30 days or 31 days. At the liquor store, 40 ounces to freedom.
We're about to take this journey.
Oh, yeah. This is like the song every time I hear in my head when I'm walking into a liquor store.
Yeah. Hey, low-key, somebody admitted to me they hated the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They hated the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, or they don't like them.
Maybe nowadays, but back in the day, fuck. jams.
That's some jams. You don't like Cry Me a River Under the Bridge?
But then they had that one. Was it the? I want to say the KJ or whatever. Was that last one? The Rockabilly. What was it called? It was on their last album. It's about a girl. I don't know. I have to look on Spotify.
It was a cool song. I'm looking at you. I'm trying to read your mind. I'm like, what? But hey, you know who I like?
Huh?
Even though it's like pop right now, and this might sound random, but I do like that Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa? I don't even know who that is.
She has some catchy shit. And then when I hear her songs being played like in a different style, like kind of jazzy or different something.
Danny California. Where he's like singing a story about a girl and her papa and like with a gun.
Papa was a preacher.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that one?
Something like that, yeah. Like, it's almost the same way, like, trying to understand Jonathan Davis while he's doing that. Boom, shakalaka, boom, dagalika. It's like, you hear all this mumbo-jumbo from fucking Anthony Kiedis, and then it goes into,
yeah,
like...
Hey, you know what? Low-key, he kind of does have his... Yeah. He does have his own sound. Yeah. Hey, no.
Danny California.
I wish we could pause that or pause this so I could put that on. I want to hear. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he has his own little Jonathan Davis favorite.
Hey, what's that one song? Oh, fuck. I think it's off of the Californication. It's like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know,
Damn, sick going a cappella.
Hey, put that shit on. Yeah. God only
knows what the world. We're playing a record. There's no pausing on this.
Fuck me. Fuck you.
I don't even think I need to say what the name of this album is or this song.
20 Bongs to Freedom.
Yeah, if you know, you know. If you don't, fuck off. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you didn't know this song. This is like another one of like especially when like LimeWire came out, you had those mixed songs like, oh, this is a fucking 420 CD mix right here.
Are you talking about now that's hits 420?
Yeah.
That's what I call hits 420.
I'm coming out with a new album today. This year it's going to be called Hits 420 2020.
All the bludgeoning hits.
Oh, yeah. First song, R.E.M. If it's the end of the world and you know it. You got some Howl Awaits on there for you. Especially we had that earthquake, too. The signs are here. Hell no! Be hardworking man.
Uh-huh.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, hate us or love us, but the crazy thing about Bradley Knoll of Sublime, this beautiful voice that you're hearing right here, he was only around for the three first albums.
It's kind of like the Beatles where I trip out. They were only together for 8 years.
And they pumped out all that shit.
Yeah, and they pumped out everything. Like, yeah. You would think, like, if looking back and not growing up and knowing about it, you would think, like, they were together for 20 years or something.
Oh, yeah, a lot of... You would think they'd be, like, as long as Metallica going
something
on.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But they're only together 8 years. So, in a way, it's like...
They went through those changes real quick.
It's kind of like a legendary move in my book.
Yeah, they went through those changes.
As much as I'm not, like, that... I'm not the... Can't claim I'm the big-ass Beatles fan, but, like, yeah. I'm ashamed to say, and I'll fucking admit to you guys, I think I told you. Like, when I was at work, I'm like, oh, what's... Well, they're like, everybody's always like, when you're new, like, oh, what shit do you know? Like, what riffs? Throw me something. Yeah. And then I'm like, you know, I'm ashamed to admit, I don't even know not one Beatles song. And the guy's like, not one.
Kidding me.
No, he's all, not one?
Yeah.
I'm like, not one, dog. It was never in my interest.
It's crazy because it's like, that band exists, like, in today's era, or like our high school era, like early 2000s. They would be considered posers. It's like one album, they're schoolboys, good boys. And the next one, like, oh, now they're doing drugs. Like, You're kidding me. And then next thing you know, they're hippies and shit.
It's kind of like similar to now. Like, you could almost compare that to the, what's her name? Miley Cyrus. Because it's like, hey, you put out this fucking Hannah Montana album, and now you're fucking, you're riding wrecking balls, smoking blunts.
Yeah.
The song is "We're Only Gonna Die for an Arrogance." Where's an arrogant bastard when you need one?
Down at the liquor store. You already know. I mean, in my fridge.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. Like, honestly, hate us or love us, like I was saying, I really don't care for Sublime. And that's Sublime with Rome.
Sublime?
I get it. It makes sense. But it's not the same. The one that pulled it off very well was it Alice in Chains? Where they replaced that one guy with Stanley something. Or it was Stanley that died and they replaced him with that one guy.
Yeah, Lane. Lane Staley.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the new singer. Honestly, like,
sounds pretty good.
His style's different, of course, but it fits really well. And then there, some of their newer music, like the my favorite one from the, I haven't really listened to the latest one, but Black Gives Way to Blue. That one's a sick ass album.
Yeah,
that's a classic Alice in Chains album right there.
This album was released in 1992. I was, let's say, 5 years old. But I think I discovered, it's probably, well, Smoke Two Joints was probably the first song I ever heard. It had to be like 7th grade, 8th grade,
hey,
when you're going through those stages.
Hey, would you agree that the starter pack for smoking weed in high school was Bob Marley, Sublime, and
Fish?
Fish?
Weezer? Hashpipe?
Yeah. What was the other one? Finish that trifecta.
Yes, Cypress Hill. Well, at least in our era, because like there was a Chronic that was out.
Oh yeah, Dr. Dre, the Chronic
dog.
Yeah, it's that's the trifecta right there. Bob Marley, Sublime, and either the Chronic original or 2001. You can substitute either one.
Yeah, yeah.
You can jump back and forth. We allow you for this one.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the trifecta right there.
Especially for us growing up, like that was so like just there molded. It was, I guess like Bone Thugs was still pretty iconic at that time, but I just remember like that one song. I got 5 on it.
Oh.
I got half on the sack.
Hey. Basically anything with Nate Dogg on it or Warren G.
Oh yeah,
fucking bad.
Yeah.
Duh. Winning. One of my favorite memories, and honestly, when I was listening back to that Korn episode, one thing I forgot to bring up, one of the baddest moments in fucking that Korn, like in those videos on YouTube, fucking Nate Dogg crip walking to Got the Life.
Oh yeah,
bro, that shit.
I remember
was
that.
That was the shit.
So you had Phil D right there, he's just right there,
like he's all fucking crip walking.
Yeah,
I was like, bruh, this shit's hard as fuck right now, because that was that Family Values tour right there.
Yeah,
because wasn't Korn touring with Dr. Dre or something like that?
Ice Cube.
Oh, Ice Cube.
Yeah, Ice Cube.
And Nate Dogg was with them.
Yeah, probably. That's his side. That's his road dog.
That's
right
road
there.
Dog.
Yeah, that's Ice Cube road dog right
bro,
there.
Bro, fucking R.I.P.
That's his weed dealer right there.
Yeah, R.I.P. fucking Nate Dogg. Yeah. Homie. God damn.
So we got "Don't Push" for the last song on this side. Side A.
So basically what you're saying is you could crip walk to anything.
Yeah, if you got that flavor.
You got that flow.
Yeah. You see this white boy fucking dancing fucking with a backpack on and fucking ear pods.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's a fucking millionaire.
I'm surprised I haven't put that one in Fortnite yet.
Yeah.
The crip walk.
It is going to be now. Yeah. It's on there.
It's on.
Next season.
Bloods and Crips. Yeah. Next season.
Busty kneecaps on one side, fucking.
Oh shit!
Robin houses on the next.
That's the next season. Look out for that one.
Ah, that part is good. I'm gonna miss it. Oh yeah. I trip out like how like ska is just like that strum that just like.
Because you just want to chirp.
Yeah.
Hey, you just that rhythm.
Yeah.
Because really what lays down the rhythm is bass and drums.
Oh, yeah.
For this shit, yeah. That's the foundation.
The more funkiness.
But then you got to remember, he's just singing too, so.
Yeah.
So he's not going to play some like.
He's rhythm.
Yeah, he's rhythm.
All the way.
For the most part.
Yeah, or on heroin. That's how he died, so. Yeah, he's just. Do, all nodding out and shit.
I think.
When the real song is supposed to be.
I think there's a difference between overdosing and then being too drunk on stage. He was he actually would get fucked up and like couldn't play his own shit on stage though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Busting that fucking Jim Morrison shit.
Kind of worse. He probably was strung out on fucking H trying to play.
Yeah. Well, that's how he ended up dying. And I have it up here in the facts that died on their third album tour. So literally they're on tour for their third album, fucking overdosed in San Francisco.
That's wicked.
Yeah. Imagine.
Hey, why are you cheering me up with these facts?
I said that. Remember, we're gonna start doing those albums. We're gonna start taking the drugs. So I actually brought in my backpack two syringes.
Shit.
Yeah.
Preloaded.
Yeah, preloaded. I was like, if I want to play Sublime, we'll do that. We'll do heroin on this one, and then on heroin on some Soundgarden.
Well, we might as well just listen to him back to back, so I don't have to do it again.
Yeah, I guess. Or it'd be more funnier the other way.
Lay off the H, brother.
Yeah. You're going to have to inject me, though, because I can't inject myself.
In between your toes.
Nah, I have nothing to hide. It's our first time. We won't be marked that well.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I got some good veins.
All right.
Or be like a G, snort that shit.
Oh, no, you're going to end up fucking getting an adrenaline needle to the fucking heart or the head.
Yeah. Well, that's the side of side A, ladies and gentlemen. So let's flip it and go to side B. All right, side B with 5446, that's my number, / Ball and Chain. But yeah, like I said in the beginning, this is like one band that I wish I would have saw back in the day with all original members. Just like Pink Floyd when we released Animals. This is like one band that would just be epic fucking to go see. You know that shit was fucking rocking.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's some legendary shows.
Fuck yeah. Being that they were born and raised in Long Beach, you know, like it's like that, like how we brought up back in the day those backyard shows.
Yeah.
Can you
imagine, like, I mean, obviously we're not from that era, but like my buddy was telling me, he was seeing Van Halen playing house parties back in the day before they blew up. And he said, even back then they were the shit. Because like they were, the one thing that they were saying on the David Lee Roth interview with JRE, he's just like, yeah, we would play the Valley, San Gabriel Valley, we'll play Huntington Beach.
Then he played at a couple colleges too.
Yeah, right here in Pasadena.
Yeah. Oh, bringing that up, fucking Dr. Drew, fucking from K-Rock, he even said that they played for his high school, or I think high school or college or
graduation
something.
Graduation party.
Some
or
sort of like.
Oh, yeah, they would play Cal State LA and shit like that.
Yeah,
that's like, a trip, huh?
Damn, imagine that.
Bad, huh?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, imagine like, hey, we're gonna go up to Cal State LA, fucking see Van Halen tonight. Let's get fucked up. Bro, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's memories right there.
Fuck yeah.
But obviously not old enough for that.
You know what's a trip is that like they're not that as big, but like they're big in the underground scene as Dark Funeral. Like I remember in high school seeing them on flyers and shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Dark Funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
That gothic band.
Yeah.
Some black metal. But now they're pretty big in the underground. So that's the only thing I can say. Like, yeah, I probably saw them once or twice.
Yeah.
I think I sold some bunk weed at one of their shows.
Yeah, again.
Almost got stabbed.
Again, another one, like, imagine seeing Rage or System come up.
Yeah.
Or Tool come up in the Hollywood scene.
Yeah. Because
that's when they were still playing shows at the fucking, on
Whiskey
Sunset.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever, on Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset.
Yeah, that would be a trip.
I mean, think about it, like all the venues. Those are the venues that are just still like they're famous and they stick around.
Yeah.
But all the other ones, venues that came and went, like fly by night shit, you know?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like look at how many shows we've gone to and now the venue doesn't even exist there anymore. Like Knitting Factory, Showcase, House of Blues, all that shit.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Comedy Store.
Now they still, they're doing back, what is it?
Drive to?
No, parking lot shows.
Well, we'll see how long that lasts. No more Joe Rogan, no more Joey Diaz. I don't know. I heard Tony Hinchcliffe is packing his bags too. Anyways, let's get back on this 40 ounces to freedom.
Damn, it's fucking hot in here, bro.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
You got that music on? Shit.
We're burning up in here, folks. Cooking.
It's a trip that, like, it, even like how the ska bands, how they have that fucking, what was it, trumpets? Or, yeah, I know it's like some horns or saxophones and shit.
Yeah. Mostly horns. Hey, you know one of my favorite movie scenes ever is when in Anchorman when he starts playing the fucking jazz flute in that restaurant.
He just busted off his sleeve.
And like, oh, you gotta do a song for us. He's like, really? No, yeah, no, no, no,
I'm not prepared.
Yeah. He fucking busts that shit out.
No, you got it. Okay. And then,
he's all, you got me this time. What is that fucking dude? Antonio or whatever he calls him?
Yeah, something. Yeah. Just to say Antonio.
Yeah.
He starts dancing on the tables and shit.
And he says that one line out. I'm gonna butcher it, but he's just like, hey, so and so, take the bass for a walk and keep the cymbal splashy. Yeah. Fuck you.
No, let's take the dog for a walk.
Yeah, something like that. But he's all, just keep them fucking cymbals splashy.
Yeah.
Cracks me up. Since we're talking about woodwinds and shit like that. See, you get a music education here, folks.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, like you say, sometimes offensive, always informative.
No, sometimes informative, always offensive.
Either or.
Either or.
Yeah, this one works better.
It could go either way.
For a second album being released, pretty fucking banger. To have all those songs.
Isn't this the one that they went to the top of the fucking charts with?
Oh, yeah.
Shit?
Yeah.
That's good, dude.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing the VH1. Where are they now?
Yeah, this is or like whatever. Their debut. Like
Behind the
is,
Music. That's what it was.
This is like what like broke the ice right here. Got them on TV.
Got them everywhere.
This is that panty dropper, ladies and gentlemen. Bad Fish.
Hey, don't be doing that to me.
Yeah, yeah. But hopefully it tastes good for you guys. You gotta munch on that beaver. Get past that hair. Nowadays there's no hair, but some people smell different. You know what? You just gotta take one for the team. That's Bad Fish for you guys. Tell me, are you a bad fish to me? Are you a bad fish to me? Ain't got no money to spend.
This bass line's popping.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Get that strumming. Definitely a heroin song right here.
Hey, yeah, yo.
Yeah, please clean up LA.
Yeah, this one's bumping.
Oh,
I think if I ever do karaoke, I'll do this one because I'll be real drunk.
Oh, hell yeah. You gotta do this one, and then you know you gotta play some fucking Rick James. Yeah. No, 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 no. For sure, White Lines.
Nah, I like Super Freak.
Oh, yeah, Super Freak. Oh, White Lines is that other band. Something in the Furious Five.
What's your go-to karaoke song if you had to pick one? Like, hey, they pass you the mic. What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Okay. okay, if I'm trying to impress the crowd, you got to go with Freebird.
Freebird? Yeah. Why? That's the worst choice ever. It's so fucking long.
Exactly. You're trying to impress the crowd.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. But if it's a room full of, like, nice women, I don't know. I'm probably going to play that. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly sugar baby.
Fucking hell. What's that one?
No, I want to play some Shaggy.
It wasn't me?
Yeah, it wasn't me. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Hey, you hear that intro. Hey, Joe, let me in. I got something to tell you, Joe.
What is it, my man? What is going on here?
I had a little problem. I had a little situation. Well, tower wasn't me.
Stupid.
Street. Yeah, that's a good one right there.
That she's on me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
That shit on the flowers. It wasn't me. I took a shit in the flowers.
This one is, we got Let's Get Stoned.
They should have just named that the album.
Oh, yeah.
Because basically that's what it is. Let's Get Stoned.
Can I get a nice bass line right here? Goes into a nice fill right here.
I don't even know this guy's name, the drummer, but he holds it down.
Okay,
I don't think he gets enough play.
Of course, you got Mr. Bradley for the vocals and the good guitar. Eric Wilson for bass, and his name's Bud Goff.
Is a drummer?
Yeah.
I've never heard
fucking
of
Bud.
I never heard of Bud.
Yeah.
Imagine you smoke buds with Bud.
Yeah, I know.
Layers.
Hey, let's get stoned with Bud. You guys got some bud? It's a trip. True story. When I was in high school,
are you playing sound effects right now?
Right out of high school for a couple years, not a couple, 7 years, I did and installed garage doors. And being that they're born and raised in Long Beach, there's this one area called, I think it's called Ocean, right off of 2nd and PCH in Long Beach. And
hey, why are you doxing him?
Whatever, he probably doesn't live there anymore. But I'm not going to give him the address, but he lived, basically he had a house right there on the beach. Uh-huh. And I'm doing it, and like, he looks like that rock star guy, like he can tell, he parties and whatnot.
Yeah.
And like I was training at that time, and he's like, "Hey, you'll never believe it. That's like fucking what's his name, Eric Wilson." Fucking, I'm like, "Who the fuck is Eric Wilson?" He's like, "That's a bass player from fucking Sublime." I was like, "Oh shit!" At the time, Sublime wasn't around yet.
Yeah,
yeah, they haven't done any shows.
Obviously, they quit, or they.
Yeah, well, yeah,
not quit, but
yeah, after Bradley died,
exactly.
Yeah, but. Like, oh shit,
words are hard.
Yeah, I kind of got that starstruck, like, oh shit, like, but
did you say what's up to him?
No, yeah, I just said what's up, not knowing to him, because like, hey boss, how's it going? I'm here to fix your garage.
Oh really?
Yeah, not knowing who he was,
but he was pretty chill or what?
Oh yeah. And I kind of had an idea, because he had a bunch of fucking music posters all in the garage and everything. It was like, you can tell, like, he's probably a musician, but who knows where he's from. And
that's pretty rad.
Yeah.
That's the bad part right here. Yeah, that's kind of like that Jaco Pastorius sound almost, like where you put chorus on the bass and it's like, burr, 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 burr. That's bad. And they kind of have this like, they got that church vibes now.
That's like number 13 pedal on the corn. Corn rainbow pedals.
The spaceship, I call that the UFO. It's so fucking big, that thing.
Yeah. Nowadays, this is called the Musk of pedals.
I tripped out on Tom Morello's pedal board. It's pretty small.
Yeah.
He has maybe like 5 or 6 pedals.
Nice. He's basic.
But he gets such a sick ass sounds, though.
Oh.
How
he mixes and matches.
How, Sway? How?
Right now we got some new trash. Not this trash. New trash.
House way.
You know what's crazy too is like how fucking No Doubt or Gwen Stefani, like they are like part of like the same backyard gig show traveling.
Oh yeah.
I think she even does a song on this one.
She has a cameo somewhere.
Yeah. It's on I think it's on My Girl.
My Girl.
My Girl.
This is the like punk roots here.
Yeah, we're here.
What songs are on the first album? Because I don't even know.
Let's look it up.
Like, what are the bangers off the first album?
So, their first album was Jay Won't Pay the Bills. That's the name of the album.
Yeah.
We got DJs, Bad Yeah,
probably some punk shit.
And actually, it's kind of like, it's like an EP, a sample, because...
But what about, I'm talking about their first full length.
This is their debut album right here.
That's their debut one?
Yeah. So you got Bad Fish, Let's Get Stoned on It. Don't Push. Slow Ride, I guess, yeah. So it seems like this one was like the first official...
First full length release?
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes they fucking... put those albums out, but they have like demos and
yeah,
shit like
that. Was
that.
Their demo. So I guess the 40 Ounces of Freedom is like their first official debut. But then you got Robbie in the Hood on their next one, which is Waiting for Bud, Steady B Loop Dub, Pull Shark, Steppin' Razor, Greatest Hits, Free Loop, Cue Ball, Saw Red, Cisco. Basically, I think we're listening to the best album right now.
Yeah. Sounds like it, because yeah. None of what you said really clicked. Like,
yeah,
all as a song
need.
That I knew. Yeah.
Now, what, ladies and gentlemen, it's not our fault. That's just what happens when you do heroin. You forget what songs you put on what CD.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hey, you forgot your own set list, homie?
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Shit, you, homie, you put this on fucking on album set, the second album.
Hey, that's like going to see fucking. Modest Mouse, and that dude's just blown, just so fucked up, he can't even play his own shit right.
I remember you telling me.
Yeah, that was one of the worst concerts I've ever. Performance wise, probably my top, like, worst, like, blowing it.
Yeah.
And I've seen backyard shows, bro. Backyard bands are better than what I saw and heard.
An
like,
experience.
An experience, yeah. Especially for playing the Forum.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's a joke. And he keeps, like, looking at his guitar like, it's the guitar's fault. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? It's like, no, bitch, it's you.
Yeah.
Like, out of tune for everything.
You basically went to that one show that they made a movie of later on with fucking Lady Gaga. What is it? The Star is Born Again.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. He's, like, a sick... Well, I don't know if it's a true story, but, like, he's, like, a sick-ass alcoholic and gets all fucked up on stage.
He pisses on stage or
yeah.
Something like that. I saw that part. But I've never seen that movie front and back.
Yeah,
I guess I'm gonna pull an Almost Famous and wait like another 20 years before I watch it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. I've only seen snippets. I just gotta take a bong hit for Jesus and sit down for 2 hours.
Well, okay, I'm gonna spit another fact. A movie I never seen. But have you seen The Operator?
Operator?
Or the something, whatever the technician, whatever the guy, he's the fucking hitman and he has the little girl with him. It's like Natalie Portman when she was like fucking 10 or 11 or something.
Mm-mm. Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, you haven't seen it either.
The Operator.
Never mind.
Suri, look up The Operator. Oh, this one? Siri.
Probably The Professional.
Oh, the guy with the glasses.
Yeah, yes, The Professional.
Okay, The Operator. I'm thinking of like a fucking doctor movie and shit. Oh, I'm about to bust your kneecaps right now. Fucking lying to Siri and shit. Get this maple bar out
okay.
of here.
Okay, I told you I'm fucking trying to figure the shit out, right? Fuck.
We got live at the E's.
The fucking operator. What did I say the technician?
But for your question, no, I've never seen that movie. I know what movie you're talking about. Yeah.
You never seen The Technician?
That was one with Rob Schneider.
He was a carrot. Sorry, I'm retarded. Fucking, yeah. But I think that's another one that, like, that's a classic one that I gotta watch. That's on the to-do list.
Yeah.
We were never locked up and put away during this quarantine, but definitely on one of my Saturdays. That's a Netflixer right there.
I hope it's on there. Because you know what, these movies, they don't be putting them out enough.
Oh, hell no.
The bus, yeah. Your kneecap?
Yeah. There's no comedy going around, so I try to make as little entertainment as I can.
There you go. I got a flame maple bar in my hand. What's up?
187 is his number, and put on that ball and chain. Hit up Joe Maserati.
I'm gonna just air Maple Bar the guitar this whole thing. I'm playing the stick. I never heard this before.
No? That's not the song? Yeah, this is that heroin song right here.
Was he doing heroin at this time?
Yeah.
Since their first album?
Yeah. I looked it up. I Wikipedia'd it. He's had from the beginning, a little heroin addiction. He actually went clean, I think, for this album. And then, because he had a son, or he had a kid.
Uh-huh.
But then he relapsed and overdosed on the third album.
That's some wild shit. Yeah.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. No, heroin's a hell of a drug. Imagine that, like, heroin's not like weed, where it's like, I'm gonna smoke a fucking 3.5, I'm gonna smoke an 1/8 in a whole blunt in the backwoods. I'm gonna get so fucking high. Where heroin is like, you know, you need that number, like, you can't get too high or else you overdose and shit. Your heart will stop.
Well, that's some drug facts for you. We're going to bring more facts right now when we get to the next LP.
The heart didn't stop, but the album stopped. So let's go ahead and flip it to side C.
Thank you for the facts, Tarantino. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yep, that's what I'm here for. DJs is the first track. Start talking trash and I'll come with my Smith and Wesson. This is when they started messing with like reggae and DJs and shit. This is when DJ Khaled fucking jumped into the tunes. I'm gonna be honest, guys. I really don't know this song too much. I really don't have too many facts about this song. But Joe, what do you think about DJ Khaled? Just like
DJ Khaled?
Khaled, yeah.
Another one.
Yeah, another one.
Another one.
Yeah. Okay.
We're making moves. We're making money moves.
Like, he ain't Dr. Dre. He ain't coming out with no sick ass beats.
But he actually has hits though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of people who sings on them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a singer technically.
But it's him though with the beats. And think about how popular those songs are because of the beats too.
And it's another one.
And it's another one.
Damn. I didn't think about it that way.
He's on levels, bro. He's making so many moves you don't even know. There's layers.
Well, what's the other German guy or white guy?
Daft Punk?
No. He's always wearing those glasses. He always has a joint in his hand. He's always busting those keyboard and fucking... What's his name?
Talking about Skrillex now.
No Skrillex. I can't remember
his name. What happened to dubstep?
I know, huh? What happened?
People got off fucking Molly?
Guy's name. Guys, let us know. I know we have some listeners out there. He's always smoking raw cones right there on his piano, fucking showing his beats. He was super famous. Bert Kreischer.
No.
Okay. A British guy with glasses. You told me.
He's always wearing those glasses, and he's like, he has like that move where he's playing the piano.
Stevie Wonder.
No, that's black. He's black. He's not white. I don't know.
Bro, you got me stumped on that one.
Not gonna lie.
I have to look that up.
I have no idea.
It's like I hit you with that movie fact and you weren't sure.
Look it up. I thought I knew his name. Oh no.
Are you sure it's not the technician?
Nah.
or the fucking the operator. I bet you his name is DJ Operator.
I have to call the operator in my head. Doo-doo-doo. Marijuana affects the memory.
Yeah, you get a call back.
Yeah.
Busy tone. I think at this point, I've fried enough brain cells to be on dial-up. That's about my internet speed right now.
Sean Paul. No, that's not him.
Sean Paul.
Yeah.
I think I've heard this. Jarvis. Remember my boy Jarvis?
Jarvis? Fuck, are you thinking about fucking Iron Man and shit?
My boy Jarvis, dog.
There's a chicken with tipo.
Dude, why are you on Jarvis? Your fucking phone?
Because I'm looking up fucking the...
Bro, you're not fucking...
I'll find it right
Google
now.
Google fact check, believe me. What's your problem, man? I'm talking to you. I'm trying to make fucking love to you right now.
Timberland, no.
Timberland? It's like we were just having sex and you just decided to go on your phone because you needed to search something. Hey, you're really killing me.
I'll find them later. I'll fact check you later.
Fucking, you gotta Spanish. Be teasing, bro.
So what is he saying right here?
To hear it. El Congón?
He's saying, pay me my fucking money or I'm gonna kick your ass out of here. Fucking pay me half the rent, bitch.
I'm actually impressed with the Spanish. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's very good. He's a Mexican.
That's a white boy speaking Spanish, big dog. That's Long Beach right there, homie.
Yeah, born and raised. I trip out. I like Long Beach. It's a very well-diverse city. There's a little bit of everything there.
Yeah.
You got the hood. You got fucking all your farm workers and whatnot living there. Field workers. Very oil-rich oil over there. Thank you guys for listening. Sleeping by yourself and I can make you feel alone. And this one's right back.
Right back?
Yeah, right back to you guys, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're going to write me a letter. I'm going to write back to you.
I got you. Oh, no. I guess I'll be right back. Yeah, not right back to me. Oh, she's tweaking it. Broken windows.
That's what she said. My girl's name is Paulina.
Ooh,
she fucks around on the broken windows. Chilling back of the fucking building.
Oh, all of a sudden you want to wear a condom. Shit, I'm a hoe?
Ooh, I'm out of tune today.
Where you from? Sleeping by yourself and I can make you feel alone. Yeah, it'd be crazy going to their shows. I was such a little baby. It wasn't till later. It was like what? We started going to shows like when we were freshmen. So what, 2002?
Uh-huh.
Way out of our scene.
I used to trip out fucking the backyard. She was like, hey, homie, where do we take a piss? Oh, right there on the side of the garage. Yeah. Imagine, like, the next day having to clean up all that
piss. And puke.
Yeah, just...
puke everywhere.
Yeah. And you knew you were with, like, a true homegirl. If, like, she's, like, down to take a squat at the fucking party and shit.
Well, where else are you going to go?
I met one... Honestly, I'm going to break it to you guys, ladies and gentlemen. I met my first girl I popped my cherry with fucking at a gig. Yeah, she's like, once I saw her pop a squat in front of me and not being like all ashamed and embarrassed, I was like, I love you.
Teenage you was like, we need a fuck.
I tripped out because like her parents really didn't give a fuck. Like she was literally driving like as a sophomore. Yeah, and she was older than me too, so I was like, fuck. She had a tattoo and everything. Remember, she had a scorpion.
How many kids does she have by now?
I don't know yet. I haven't seen her.
Hey, fact check that one.
Yeah, I'll have to fact check that one.
What would be your guess? Like, bet if you were to bet right now, like...
Honestly, I don't want to put too much, but I heard that she was with some guy and she got pregnant a couple of times and she got pushed down some stairs.
Oh, so, well. Yeah. Hey, you're always bringing me fucking joy with these facts. Yeah.
How many times was she pregnant versus how many kids she has? I don't know.
What the fuck?
Congratulations, guys.
Sometimes supportive, always offensive.
Yeah, we're going into October. We got that dying fetus going on.
Jesus.
Yeah. And this one's called What Happened? What happened to that baby?
Honestly, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about anymore. Killing me. But the babies.
I was talking about the gig back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how I met the first girl I fucking... And she's like, can you fuck me this way? I was like... And I was like going through my library of like all the pornos. I'm like... Because she was more experienced than me.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I gotta think fucking Ron Jeremy right now. Yeah, fucking how can I pump that shit? To the room.
Oh, my God.
I remember popped my cherry after a gig.
Came back to the pad and laid pipe.
Oh fuck yeah. And then she was able to spend the night too. I was like, you don't have to like call your mom or your dad. No, it's cool. Like as long as I go home tomorrow, it's cool. I was like, huh. That's weird, but fuck it, I'm down. Snuck her out the next morning. Yeah, later did I find out that she was addicted to broken windows.
I think that's a natural progression from driving as a sophomore.
Tattoos,
sleeping over guys' house. I think that's the next step. And then just like that, we came out on top.
Yeah. Oh, she's on top of me, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Come down with your maple bar, you're scaring me.
I got excited, it went schwing.
Yeah.
You know, lightsabers.
Hey, I was thinking about you missing you at work, and I was thinking about the one homie at work that you sit next to, and I'm like, you know what he reminds me of? Garth. He has that Garth like personality.
Yeah,
just like,
man.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I play a little bit. Don't I show you?
Yeah.
When I'm building.
Yeah, man.
Let me show you my strat.
Yeah, man. I do drugs back in the day, man.
Who are you? Are you the homie or are you guilty?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, man. Hey, you got any weed?
Yeah. Nah, it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
No, I'm supposed to say that.
Oh. Bum, 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 bum. Got you. Listen and subscribe. K-12ers.
Just in case you need a reminder.
Yeah.
It's 50 minutes in and I don't know what to do.
This one's a new song, literally called New Song. Yeah, that's when he started getting into that rap on heroin.
Did he write this beat himself on heroin?
I don't think so. I think it was like 3-6 Mafia collab. Oh, there you got that strum. Have you ever tried playing reggae or ska or that easy? Like how we like to say heavy and slow.
I haven't, brother.
Yeah, but ska, heavy, and funk.
No, because right away when I started learning to play, yeah, I learned some tunes in standard, but that was like mostly classic rock. And then as soon as I started kicking with Alex Martinez, it was all over. I was like, okay, now I have to tune down, my bass. Yeah. And so, yeah, once I tuned down my bass, that was it. Like, fucking, like, in a lot of ways, that fool showed me how to play, like, some stuff, too, so.
That's kind of how, like, death metal was, like, performed, because here you got, when you tune heavy, it's just like,
or, you know, there's different flavors for sure, you know, but, yeah, it's just, I get you. I give it a ginger here and a ginger there, ginger everywhere. Well, you know,
the next thing you know, you're gonna ginger all the way home.
Ginger? Do I have to punch you in the ginger? Fucking asshole!
I thought we get here.
We're trying to get it in before this October shit starts. So that's it. If we're half retarded right now, you know why.
Yeah, getting in that wetness.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're trying to fill that water hole, I guess you can say.
Because the well's gonna run dry, baby.
Do we weigh ourselves before or what? Just to see?
I mean, yeah, you could individually just weigh yourself to see the difference.
Alright, I got this. A trip off topic real fast. This homie said that he did, I know, a transporter, and he was doing I don't know, he said 10 pillows, and I think each pillow had 2 pounds. So do the math, cocksucker. But
wait, what are you talking about?
I know a transporter.
Oh.
And he was taking 10 pillowcases with 2 pounds in each pillow, and he delivered to Texas. He says, like, apparently, like, fucking weed is, like, crazy over there in Texas.
Weed?
And I was like, but why? It's hot over there. They can probably grow weed easily. But then I heard on the JRE podcast, it's like, I guess it's not that legal, so it's hard to come by.
Over there?
Yeah. But I tripped out. He got paid good money to go drop off weed over there. But that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, we got side C, D, coming up right now. We got a little high. Shit got fucked up.
Gone down, fucked up.
Yeah, we don't need the Mexican mafia, Mexicana mafia.
Yeah. Let's go ahead. Flip it. Let's put it on side D. I
can hear the fucking fleas crawling on my nuts.
Ooh, fleas crawling on my nuts? You got some sort of dog? Nice bass right here.
This is the dog flea bone. Did you see the elephant?
Yeah, I saw it at the park. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So all the fans that saw birds and a traffic jam. Sorry, guys. Sober October is coming up. We're on a little bit of mushrooms right now. Yeah, that mushroom chocolate tea.
Like that, Papa?
Yeah, we should do that for Halloween.
Take what?
A cap and a stem, too?
You want to go full send?
I'm thinking about like taking 2 shots and then washing it down with a beer and with a cap and a stem.
And then say, fuck you, Han Solo?
Yeah.
Don't ever.
Maybe we should invite him and do an epic one.
Hey,
you're invited, Cholo.
Hey, you almost have to record something after that.
I'll have my GoPro going.
Ooh. Zoom mic. Yeah.
My patio will be all ready. It's all fucking social media ready. Ooh. My patio. Cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Capture everything. It's gonna be like Sublime basically wrote a song for us. It's coming up next.
Is it called Cave Dwellers?
No, it's called something else, but basically it goes back to Cave Dwellers.
Does it have maple bars in it?
It has bars in there. It has stiffness in there.
They got bars?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Bars and stiffness.
Bars on bars, homie. I know I'm retarded. I just make myself laugh.
A lot of WAP-ass shit is going to be going on.
WAP?
Yeah. It's going to be WAP times two. Weed and papers?
Weed and pussy?
Yeah.
I mean papers.
And
sorry.
Papers.
I misinterpreted that one. I've been hanging out with you for too long.
Oh, yeah.
The influence done gone fucked me up. Hey, Ron.
Trying to show me a sign right here, or
what?
You're busting kneecaps and shit.
Nah, I was playing just like that Cheech and Chong drumstick at the Rocks, you know, as that fucking like
thick maple.
Yeah. Exactly. I can make one of those out of this.
Oh yeah.
You think I was trying to send you messages?
Yeah.
Morse code?
Yeah. I'm like, don't talk about that shit, I'll fucking hit you in the kneecap.
Hey, I know you didn't see this movie, but I just saw this one yesterday. It was Parasite. Have you heard of that one?
I heard of Bitch Ass Parasite, but I didn't hear Parasite.
Nah, not Bitch Ass Parasite from the hood. I'm talking about the movie.
No.
It was pretty crazy.
Here we go, my favorite. Some date rape. That's what I said.
Is this made for me or you?
I said it's not made for me. I said this is what's going to be happening after the party. A lot of fucking raping is going to be going on.
Why do you assume that?
Like I said, it's going to be WAP times three. Weed and papers, wet ass pussy, weed and papers.
Hey, you're scaring me, bro. I'm like, what's up with this Cosby guy right now?
Fuck it.
You're scaring me.
Not everyone's signing a waiver.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, you have to sign a waiver to get in.
You have to sign a waiver and get your temperature checked.
Oh, yeah. True. You're freaking me out, man.
That's fine. Let me buy you a drink. One drink to turn to three or four. In this car.
You're signing like waivers and checking temperatures.
Fuck yeah. Now, babe, the time has come.
Do you have one of those?
I will. And she said, if we could only please be on our way. Run. Now, when things got out of control, she didn't want me. He had his way. She said, let's go. He said, no way.
The cave dwellers don't condone day rapes.
Oh, no.
Consensual shit, dog.
Sign the waiver first. I'll never get laid. No, sign the papers. Bam, bam. That's basically what you gotta do now. Especially if you meet some chick at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a party. Like, nah.
You think, how many times does that happen, you think? More than we fucking would ever know.
I can tell you right now, I fuck so many bitches after parties and bars that, like, don't get me wrong, I've talked to them the next day and we've done it more than once. But, like, imagine that one, what do they call it?
You know what they were saying? Because a lot of chicks, I mean, I don't want to generalize and say every situation, but they were like, all these allegations that, but they're like, no, that's not a rape. Like, yeah, you agreed to it, but they're like, oh, I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, they're like, yeah, that's called bad sex. It's not fucking, you know what I mean? Like, there's a kind of a difference.
Well, it's like that one in, like, you go with this girl and drunk guys, basically you have the Instagram filter. It's like, oh shit, she looks hot as fuck. And then you wake up sober, like, oh shit, you have a bunch of pimples. Like, fuck, you really aren't that fucking beautiful. Like, it's that one thing, like, you wake up and like, did this really happen? Did I really go out with this guy? That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to, he did want to. Drunk and horny.
No more American bastards.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, you have those drunk goggles.
Well, every situation is different, so who's fucking say, but I get you.
Yeah.
Remember when, like, you're in driver's ed? Did you ever wear those drunk goggles where they make you put them on?
Nah.
See how it was drunk?
It's pretty accurate.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like all blurry and shit. Walk a straight line, you're just like, oh shit, like I can't. It's almost like that Where's Waldo glasses.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now we got hope.
I hope this year comes to an end good. But yeah, who the fuck knows? We've been through too much bullshit already.
Bradley, please tell me something right now on this song.
I think at this point, I'm not to bring it up, but we've already all got used to this shit already.
Oh, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, we're done. We're used to it. I'm used to it.
We're programmed already.
Yeah. I'm programmed, but awake. Like, it's not... I don't want to say... I don't want to say programmed. I'm awake. I'm sharp. Shopping smart me, like, not trying to spend money on something I don't need.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I went to Big Bear. Everyone was like, I need leg shoes. I need swimming shoes. I bought them, the water shoes, the little sandals that they can go in the lake and water. And they're like, why aren't you getting yourself some? I was like, honestly, what? I'm going to use them once and then not use them again.
Yeah.
But my kids, they're weird. They're like, I'm going to wear them at the beach. I'm going to wear them at the pool. I'm going to wear them at this. So I know they'll take care of them. But for me personally, I know I was probably only going to wear them once. So I didn't buy them.
Yeah.
So smart, ladies and gentlemen. 2021 is going to be interesting. Let me tell you guys. We predicted a lot of stuff here.
I think so.
We did. Go back. Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Go back and listen to it closely?
Yeah. We brought up so much shit that like actually came true.
Like what?
I don't want to put a gun in my mouth and like... But
why would you do that?
I'm just saying like... I can't name facts exactly. You caught me off guard.
But you're the one that's saying we predicted so much shit.
Because I remember we said some shit and then like 3 weeks later a month happened. And
oh, I remember what you're saying. Yeah. I don't remember specifically either because reasons. I get you.
Here we got KRS-One.
He's pretty dope.
Yeah. Nice and acoustic.
No, the rapper. He's pretty dope.
Oh, I know. He's playing Orangewood right here.
Okay. Not even JK. Not even a thought. The tone in this fucking maple is good.
KRS-One. Yeah, I know. Because it is the case. Dwellers. Ooh. Damn. Let's hit this shit. Spark that joint. Because we don't want to pay no money if we hear the same old sound. Watching will take hip hop to a higher ground. Cause I know. And not only hip hop, we're gonna take it to a higher ground. We're gonna take this podcast to a higher ground. Yep. Ooh. No.
I think the next level will be doing video.
Ooh, yes, coming soon.
Video uploads? But where will we put it?
Because
we're too X-rated for YouTube already.
Just fucking...
We have to make our own website.
We have to do something. We must learn.
And I know. I think we got a couple of connections. We could find out.
We got to get our intern back. Rob, we miss you.
He uploads to YouTube now.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, where's my podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, that's to you, Rob. Congratulations.
Don't sound mad.
No. I'm not.
I'm kidding.
Ooh.
It's bad. What song is this?
Rivers of the Baby Thon.
Rivers of the...
Babylon.
Baby Elon Musk.
Come down E2312-4.
No, just call me Alex. It's okay.
This is going out with the last song, Side D. This is a perfect song to end 2020 right.
When we make it, which I know we will, hopefully, but we're going to be all right on the other end.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep trucking, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to make it through this. I believe in the power of...
What? Saving God?
Positive thinking. PMA.
Yeah.
Positive mental attitude.
Positive mental attitude.
Gotta have that PMA.
Think positive. Positive things happen. Think negative. Negative things happen. Just keep trucking. Think positive, ladies and gentlemen. That PMA.
Where's Oscar when you need him to lay down vocal tracks?
He's gonna have to bust that Oscar Mayer.
Joe. Hey, we already said it. It's gonna be, we're gonna make an exotic duo. He's gonna be Bugatti and I'm gonna be Maserati.
Ooh, damn.
So I'll let him do the leads. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll lay down some rhythm for him.
Is it? You guys should perform at the Halloween party. I already see you guys in like an assless strap. Chaps or whatever it is.
Wow.
Well, you don't have to be assless, but you wear like that what is it? That vest, but like shirtless to show your chest hair.
Oh, you mean
like a penguin suit? Thank you very much. Like that. Yeah, it's like
overalls?
No, not overalls. It's kind of hard to explain.
With suspenders. Pants with suspenders.
Basically, think of a button down, sleeveless V neck.
What the fuck? Oh, the vest.
Yeah, yeah, the thing that you put on when you put on a suit.
Yeah.
You put over the white shirt.
I get you.
Yeah. But like the one that's made out of like horse skin.
Oh, horse skin.
Yeah.
Fucking vest
or
with
bull skin or whatever.
Yeah.
Horse skin.
Holy shit. And cowboy hats, that's it.
Hey, this is the end of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Watch out for Bugatti and Maserati.
Yeah, coming to a showcase
Halloween,
near you.
Halloween party near you.
Yeah. You know who's opening up or who's the headliner?
Who's the headliner?
Fucking Sexy Sax Man.
Oh, yeah, shit.
That would be a sick one right there.
Okay, are you talking?
I might have to hit him up for the Halloween party.
Are we going to have to throw a festival?
Maybe.
Hey, we should hit him up. He's Mr. Montebello.
Yeah, let me hit him up. I got that Joe Rogan money right now.
Do you?
Yeah, I got a little sponsor going on.
Okay.
Ship, so.
Okay.
Let me hit him up. Thank you guys for listening and subscribing. This is the Cage Wallers. Follow us on Instagram on cagewallers.podcast. Thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in for War Vinyl Night.
And
we love it.
And if you don't know, well, now you know.
Yeah.
And then also, one more message. Bus Kneecap Friday is coming up.
Yeah. Don't even dare ask me for a Reese's Pieces on Halloween. Serving that cheap ass candy. And Richard
Greco and everyone down at Bogart's. Is anybody really gonna trick or treat this year?
Fuck no. And thank you, Dave. Maybe some.
Who's trick or treating?
Who wants free shit?
White people? Said you guys should
take a nap. Don't be racist. It's gonna be all kinds of people.
You're stupid.
Nah.
I see that.
Multi people.
All right. Now I'm the offensive one.
Yeah.
All right. I take that. I accept that.
Yeah. And the One Live Crew. And the One Life Crew.
It just threw me off when you went a little rapey. I didn't understand.
Oh, it's okay. Sometimes affirmative, always offensive. See, that's where we're reversed.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you guys for listening.
Hey, you keep saying thank you, but this shit ain't over though.
Yeah. Well, it's coming in.
This is like fucking. Is this credits or what?
Yeah.
Oh, is this credits? Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's why I'm saying thank you so much. Thank you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Like, here you go. All
right. Go ahead.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on here?
Do that effects. Lower that shit.
Yes. What's up, dog?
Oh, shit. We got Satan right here or what?
Baby Satan.
Thank you, Satan, for letting this broadcast.
Yes, it's without my permission you wouldn't be able to, because I'm the city of audio podcast land. And you know how much permits you need around here.
Fuck yeah, we got the CDC, EDC, fucking the whole nine yards.
You're basically lucky I can let you play vinyls, because, yeah, you know, I own Spotify and shit.
I knew that.
I pretty much own Apple, too.
Yeah, that's how Joe got that fucking Spotify money.
Yeah, yeah, I threw him a bone. He's a homie.
Well, real fast, say a little trance to our listeners to make sure that they listen, like, and subscribe, and then just, like, put that spell on everyone to fucking follow us.
Yes, I command you in the power of the Satans.
Tungus.
To listen and like and subscribe, whatever that means, to Cave Dwellers Podcast. Find us on Instagram at Cave Dwellers Podcast. You know what it is. What it do, nephew?